The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. And this is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, joining you live today until 10 o'clock. My father will be back next week. He is in France enjoying some time with some listeners over there. I know they've been to a bunch of different places. I think they're going to be in Paris, or they were in Paris already. Not sure. I just know I've been seeing a lot of different pictures. Haven't seen a picture of the Eiffel Tower yet, so I'm assuming they haven't been to Paris yet. So hopefully they're enjoying themselves, and I know he'll be ready to come back next week. You can either give him a call next week, or you can give me a call today at 855-660-4261. An 8 o'clock hour, I'll be joined by Lonnie from Turf Trust. There'll be some good information there about their fertilizers, etc. Good little product, lasts long, so it's something that for gardeners out there that don't, you know, want to do a lot, but want to do something that lasts a good amount of time, this could be something for you. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Shane, let's go right into the phone lines. Who we got first up on the 7 o'clock hour?
We have Mary Lynn from Maine. She wants to talk about beetles and garlic.
Mary Lynn, welcome to the Paul Parent Patrick. Garden Club. How can we help you?
Patrick, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I have one statement and one ask for help. One is Bonide 8 Garden Dust has really taken care of my beetle on my Rosa rugosa's. It's a wonderful product. I thought maybe people might want to use that. The second thing is my garlic that I planted a year ago, I dug up finally after a year, and they're still small. What have I done wrong? Do I have to feed them specially, or what is it that I've done wrong?
Well, first off, with the 8 from Bonide, it is a great product. It's definitely something that, you know, can be used for a lot of different things out there. So, you know, I'm glad that it worked for you. It definitely does work. I've had a lot of success with it myself. With the garlic, you know, it could be a couple things. We did have a pretty terrible winter. Mm-hmm. Where there was a ton of snow cover and a real deep cold this year. So that could have affected them this past winter. That really could have just basically shocked them and stopped a little bit, stopped some of the growth. That would be just one of the things. Have you fertilized at all in that area, or have you been doing that multiple years in that same area?
No, I haven't, but I've moved things around so they're not in the same place.
Okay, so that's a good thing to be doing, just to rotate the crops so they're not always in the same spot. That's definitely good. But
what did I put on fertilizer? What kind of fertilizer?
Well, since you're probably planting them in the fall, which a lot of people plant the garlic in the fall,
mm-hmm.
you're going to want to do something that is half strength of the fertilizer of anything that you use, maybe like a Garden Tone, if you're going to use that, because Garden Tone is usually for like the fruit, the flowers and vegetables. So you do the half strength in the fall and then do something along those lines again in the spring, just in the garden to get it ready. You know, it just could be that maybe they just weren't ready yet. The summer that we've been having has had a lot of cooler weather. I know this morning when I got outside, it was in the 50s. So it hasn't really gotten that hot summer.
But they've been drooping, and when they droop and turn brown, that's when I dig them up.
Usually, you're right on that one. But we could have just, the weather that we've been having isn't your typical summer. So the drooping could be just from the fact that they just, you know, either overwatered or underwatered, depending upon, they both look the same, unfortunately, but it seems like it would be more overwatered, and not by you, but more from the, you know, the amount of snow we had all winter, from the rain that we've been having, that type of thing. That really has a lot of factors in that. You know, it might be something worth at this time of year, especially in between before planting your next set of garlic, is having that soil tested. You never know, there could be something going on with that part of the soil. I know you've probably used it before for other items, but it might not be ideal for the garlic. So that could have something to do with it. It's usually just bring your soil, you know, about a pound of soil into your local garden center. Some places will send it away. Some will do it right then and there to tell you where your pH is, where those types of levels are. That could tell you, all right, maybe it's way too acidic or maybe it's too alkaline. So that
then
could be something.
I planted zinnias really nearby, and they're all doing beautifully.
Okay. You know, with the garlic, you want to focus more, you know, basically on the root system, instead of where the zinnias are, you know, more for the shoots. So maybe something, for the future in there is more of like a higher middle number fertilizer. The middle number focuses on the root system and the bottom of the plant, like the bulb. So maybe something along those lines, might be good in the spring to do like a 5-10-5. Something where that middle number is higher and it'll focus down below instead of just up top. So I really just, I've had a lot of, people come into my nursery with a lot of similar issues with different shrubs and trees and vegetables. It's not performing this year like it has in the past. And it really just seems to be, and you know, I don't want it to be the only thing that's going on, because it just doesn't make sense, but the elements are really affecting a lot of different plants.
I agree. Lacy hydrangea used to bloom like crazy, and this year it didn't. So I understand that there's a lot of problems with hydrangeas this year.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of established plants that have been there aren't really blooming like they should be this year. I know my father was telling me he was on the Cape this spring, and, you know, hydrangeas that are normally 4 to 5 feet tall and wide were down to like a foot and a half.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of damage from the winter, and I think that's what could have started everything with the garlic, especially since it's in the ground over the winter. So that could have had something to do with it.
Should I put it over when I plant it, like some kind of cloth or something?
Not necessarily. You know, putting a cloth in there, what it does is it keeps the soil temperature like a couple degrees warmer each time. With the garlic, you want it to kind of have that dormancy period over the winter.
Yeah.
You want it to have that cool temperature that it's getting. So by putting a cloth there, it adds like 3 degrees to whatever temperature it is, maybe a couple degrees. Those are usually just best if you're trying to cover it for like a frost, if you're worried about like the first frost, that type of thing. You could put something along the lines over like a salt marsh hay for the winter. But that would be something that I would put down once the ground freezes, because you don't want to put it down too early and create a like a mouse habitat, because what you'd be doing is putting down basically bedding material for a mouse. And they would be eating the garlic and everything from the ground, because it would just be insulated. So it's just like any other plant that you would insulate with salt marché, like a rose. You would want to wait until the ground freezes completely before you do something like that, if you're overly concerned of just protecting them for the winter. And there's going to be a lot more of that just because of the winter we had this past year. you know, it's interesting that we're still talking about the winter of this past winter, you know, in the middle of August, but it has done some damage to a lot of different plants this year.
Certainly has. Well, thank you. You've been very helpful, and I appreciate you doing such a good job. Bless your heart. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary. Mary Lynn, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Next hour. To your typical fertilizers, so it's definitely something we want to touch on in the future. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out with any of your gardening questions. And like I've said a couple times, my father will be back next week, so don't worry, he will be back to answer all your gardening questions. I know he's excited to be back. He loves talking to everybody on the radio on Sunday, so it's one of his favorite days of the week. Look forward to that next week. But give us a call, light up these lines for me, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This year, spare your trees and shrubs from Japanese beetles before the damage starts. Protect them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding in one easy step. Just mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your trees and shrubs are protected, roots to top. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Shane, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we have Ginger in New Hampshire. She wants to talk about cucumbers.
Ginger, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, Patrick. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I've got pickling cucumbers in an earth box. And at the beginning of the season, I thought, boy, this is the greatest they've ever done in a box that I've tried. And they're getting all powdery now. And I had to cut one down completely just about last night. And I'm wondering if there's anything I can do about it. I have a second one that's coming along, and the leaves are starting to do the same thing. And they're getting, I'm guessing it's powdery mildew because it just looks like they're all moldy.
Yeah, it's definitely what it is. It is a powdery mildew. It goes on the white. It has a lot to do with the weather conditions, the rain that we've been having, the amount of rain that we've been having, and the air that can go through the cucumbers. So what I would suggest using for something along those lines, you can use an organic product called copper fungicide from Bonide. That's a great little product to spray on there. Thing about it is, with most organics, it doesn't have a residual, so it doesn't last very long. It lasts about 7-10 days, maybe 10 to 14 days at max. So you're going to have to spray it again to keep it on there, just to make sure that you've gotten all of it. What I would suggest doing is spraying that and then thinning out some of the leaves. Instead of taking the whole stalk down, just take a few of the branches out, the leaves out, to allow air to circulate in there a little bit better. That will help with the soil. That will help the plant away from the powdery mildew. And hopefully, with the next couple days, I know we have a couple days of dry weather. Maybe that'll help dry the plant out a little bit. Allow it to dry out in the box instead of just, watering it daily or every other day. Give it a couple days. I know they're talking Wednesday, in this area, and I know up in Maine, some heavy rain on Wednesday, yeah. So that, you know, it might not be a bad time to just kind of let it go until then. Obviously, if the plant starts to flag a little bit or the soil is dry, you're going to need to water it. But just realize, you know, we could get some heavy, heavy rain on Tuesday night, maybe into Wednesday. So just be aware of that. But really, it's a copper fungicide. You could use Serenade. That's another organic fungicide.
Okay.
Those would be a couple products I would definitely use, especially since it's on a edible plant. And the good thing about that is usually on both of them, they will list how many days prior to harvest you can spray the plant. Even though it's organic, you're still spraying something on the plant, so it will tell you, you know, on cucumbers it might say 3 to 5 days before or, you know, a couple days before. There are some products that even the day of harvest you can spray the plant. With this, like, copper fungicide. So just read the label and make sure. They will tell you how many days prior to harvest. You know, even the chemical, the synthetic style will tell you the same thing. But usually when it comes to, like, a fruit or a vegetable, something I'm consuming, I'm definitely going organic just to save me that little extra step. I mean, obviously you're going to wash the fruit, that type of thing. But it's just something that I like to be safe with. So definitely grab yourself either some copper fungicide or some Serenade at a local garden center, and you can spray the plants and thin out some of the leaves.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call, Ginger. The phone number here is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I was mentioning before the last break about the Turf Trust. The company is ProTrust. So if you want to get a little bit of information, it's ProTrustProducts.com. Get some information there. It's awesome. The fact that their fertilizer lasts 13 weeks, whereas most lawn fertilizers will last 4 to 6 weeks, is just incredible. I mean, the amount of fertilizer that it releases and what it does, and a controlled release, is just so much better than a lot of other different products. But
siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck, the easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here, so bear with us, but we're going to be fine today. As long as you give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So if you hear me drop, I'll be right back. Don't worry. Don't fret. I'll be back. So give us a call, and let's go right to the phone lines. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Tom in New Hampshire. He wants to talk about beets and turnips.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Glad to talk to you this morning. We've been growing beets and turnips in grow boxes on our back deck in the full sun. And we've used Plantone and the growing mix. And we've had our first, we've harvested our first crop, but they're little tiny beets. And the turnips are probably around 2 inches in diameter, a lot smaller than we had anticipated. And we were wondering if you could help us, tell us what we're doing wrong.
Well, it's not necessarily something you're doing wrong, Tom. There is a couple things. in a earth box the size like that, you're only going to, the beets and turnips are only going to grow as much as they can in a small amount of area. So if you have a decent amount in there, that could be one of the reasons they might be a little bit crowded. Sometimes with beets and turnips, when you plant them in the spring, you want to thin them out a little bit so that they're not so close, so they have room to grow in the future. So if that wasn't
the best spacing for them.
Well, basically, when you start them off, obviously the seeds are going to be, every inch or two, just because of the fact that the way the sizing is. It's better off to actually have more seeds at the beginning to thin them out. It's almost like a radish, or like a carrot. Sometimes, you see everything germinating, growing up, but, the downfall is you want to pick a few of them to allow, almost like every other one to allow the beet or whatever you were doing, to grow bigger. So I think that could be one of the issues that it's had. Maybe it didn't have enough room. It's also, we've had a difficult season with growing some of the vegetables. They just aren't fulfilling the exact need like we've always had. They might be a little bit behind, that type of thing, just because of the weather. The weather has just been on again, off again, rain and cool weather. Said a couple times, when I drove in today to my nursery, it was in the 50s. It was a little chilly. I knew it was going to get warmer. But we typically haven't had the heat waves that we normally have in the summer or a extended period of heat. We've had the humidity. The humidity has made us feel a little bit, hot, but the heat really hasn't been there. We haven't had like a 100-degree day. I personally am not complaining about that because I don't mind having the cooler days, but I think some of our fruits and vegetables are complaining a little bit and saying, hey, where's summer? It's kind of still springy or it's almost fall. What's going on here? So that could be an issue as well.
Uh-huh.
So, I think that's one of the things that's kind of out of your hands. Can pass it away. Okay, what's the other question?
Andromeda's plant. Andromeda bush. Can those be started from seeds? Or is that something you have to get a tree?
They could be started from seeds, but it's going to be really hard on those. I definitely would, use something along the lines of a cutting or purchase something that's already established. It is a little bit harder. There's a lot more work involved. When culling seeds from a different plant, it does take a lot of work to it. There are scientists in labs doing all this and getting the seeds ready for the next year. There's a whole process that it goes through, so it is a little bit harder to do. It's not impossible, but for something like that, I'd almost say it's close to do. I just definitely suggest doing something where it's established already.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Patrick, and I appreciate your information. Have a great day.
And we thank you. You too, and we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have David in Massachusetts, who would like to talk about a maple tree he has.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I've got a question about a maple tree that's in front of my house. A couple of years ago, it was hit by a car. And more recently, the bark around the base of the tree seems to be coming apart, coming off the tree. And the tree isn't doing very well. So I was just wondering if you had some advice for me to keep the tree going without, because I know that if the bark comes off all the way around the base, that it's going to die.
Yeah, it seems like it might be something that's inevitable, unfortunately. But what you can do to try and help it a little bit is give it a little bit of fertilizer in the spring and the fall of each year. Maybe sometimes there are companies out there that do a deep root fertilization that will help with that. Use something that has like a mycorrhizae on it. That'll help with the root system. We definitely want to, this fall, do like a half half rate of fertilizer instead of just a full rate, and then in the spring do something that's full rate, give it something to stimulate it. Having something like that, you know, might be nice to spray it with like a wound sealer. I know Tree Coat has a wound sealer that you can spray on it. What you have to do is just cut the bark back to a certain point so it'll stop, and then you can actually seal the whole area to help it, you know, to...
What did you say you do with the bark?
The dead wood on there, some of it you're going to have to cut back till you get to a point where it's actually some good good bark. You can seal it with this Tree Coat. You can spray it. It's a spray that goes over it that'll actually help seal the wound to help it stop going, stop just rotting in. That's a good way to help it. It's Tree Coat. It's just a spray. It's almost like a tar, it looks like, but it's not tar. But it'll cover the area and help the wounds heal a little bit better than if it was just, it had nothing with it.
Okay. So you don't give it much hope? You don't have much hope for it, though?
Inevitably, in the long run, you might be able to at least save half of it, maybe a little bit more. With a trauma like that to the bark, and for doing a few things like that, it might hurt it in the long run. You know, a couple years ago is when it happened, and it slowly starts the process. So you might want to, you know, this winter prune some of it back. The winter is the best time because you can see all the cross branches. Have somebody either come in and prune it or prune it yourself. So the plant, the tree itself doesn't worry as much about the branching. It'll worry a little bit more about healing up and getting to its roots. So that might be something to help it out this winter. You can always do it at this time of year. It's just easier in the winter to do some major pruning. You can see where the branches are going. You can see if they're crossing each other, if there's some weak crotches on there, that type of thing. So that's why the winter is the best time to do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call, David. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Sandra in New Hampshire, wants to talk about Asiatic lilies.
Sandra, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I have some Asiatic lilies. They're done blooming, but shortly before they finished, the leaves started dying from the bottom up, brown, and just drooped totally, and then the stem too, but from the bottom up.
It sounds like there was a little bit of a fungus there. That could have been one of the problems to cause that from the bottom up. Usually funguses will just go from the bottom and they'll move their way up. It could have been like a blight, like a lily blight. You definitely are you seeing any green on the stems? Or did you see any green, or was it all
top.
Just...
Yeah, just towards
okay.
the top.
Well, when you decide to cut them back for the winter, definitely take the scraps that you use and don't put those in, like, a compost pile or anything along the lines of that,
right.
Just because it could go dormant inside there. But it looks like you have a blight. So if it's still there and it's something, it might move to the other plants. So it's something along the lines of spraying a copper fungicide. It's an organic fungicide if you're worried about it moving to the other plants. But like I said, make sure when you cut it back that you don't use it in compost and you just get rid of it, throw it out with the trash. And if you're worried about it moving on into other plants, use a copper fungicide. With the wet weather we've been having, that could actually do a lot of... That's one of the reasons why these funguses will happen at this time of year. So it's a few things you can do, like I said.
Right. So if I just cut it down, because really it's very little green, and get rid of it, there really isn't anything I should have to do now if it's not
you shouldn't
in front
just,
of the plant.
At this time, I'd definitely just watch the plants around the area that the lilies were.
Right.
And just do a little precautionary, just take a look and see if the air movement can go through the other plants.
Mm-hmm.
you know, freely and not so like, it's not like a blockade of a plant. Allow some of the air to go through in that area because it can. Sandra, if you're
yes,
still
I'm
listening,
back.
I'm sorry. I lost you for a second.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying about the blockade, and what's in front of them is a stilbe, and which probably shouldn't. They probably need dividing extra. They are forming. I would call a blockade. I know that the roots of the Asiatic like to be sort of shaded, especially as they're coming in every year. But now that you say that, I'm thinking, you know, that really. Maybe dividing them next spring and having some spaces between the individual plants would help that.
That might help it for the future, definitely.
Right.
You know, it's hard. You don't know what next year is going to bring for weather.
Right.
So you really can't tell if that's going to be the perfect thing for it for next year to give it that, you know, the airflow. But it couldn't hurt it. It definitely couldn't.
Right.
I'm not saying get rid of everything around it. I just let a little bit of airflow go in there, especially next year. Say you have the lily comes up and it's got, you know, five different shoots coming out. Just if it's really close to each other, you know, get rid of some of the leaves in between that are touching. That way the air can flow through. It just helps it along and you don't have to worry about funguses forming for the year.
So you're saying thin them, basically.
Thin them a little bit. You don't have to get rid of all the stems, but just we're in the middle where they might all be touching. Get rid of a few of the leaves. Sandra, we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Look like we're back in business. I shouldn't disconnect here for a while, I'm hoping. So try us in. And let's go right back to the phone lines. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Buddy in New Hampshire. He wants to talk about melons.
Buddy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you, Patrick. Great to speak to you. I have two patches of melons that I put them in 2 weeks apart. The first patch that I put in has many, many blossoms, tons of blossoms, and no melons. The second patch, exactly the opposite. It's just covered with melons, but you know, I didn't get the blossoms. I'm wondering what's going on.
It's interesting. It's usually how it happens, right? The one that precedes the other, it just somehow is ahead of it. One of the things that could have happened is the second crop just got pollinated quicker. Uh-huh. You just didn't see it happen. What you could do is you could actually pollinate the melons yourself. There is a way to do that, and the way to tell is actually usually about... there's 10 times the male flowers than there are female flowers on a vegetable plant. So what you'd be able to tell is behind the flower, you would actually see a melon starting to form behind it. You would know that is the female flower.
Okay.
So what you would actually do is take one of the male flowers and pollinate it by inserting it into the flower and taking all the pollen from the male flower and pollinating the female. That's probably the easiest way to do it, to make it work, to produce it and push it along a little bit.
All right.
It just could have been the way the bees were going that week. They just saw those and went after those ones first. But it's usually typically the way that it happens. The one that you do second, it is always usually the first ahead. So you can do that. There's also like a tomato set that might work for melons. It's like a spray that helps pollinate them or helps produce them quicker. Yeah, it's tomato blossom set. I'm pretty sure it would work for melons like this as well. Okay. It helps pollinate it, and you can spray that right into the flowers. So that might be something you can do as well.
All right, we're talking about 100 plants, so I'll give the blossom set a try. I just don't see myself on my knees.
I hear you. Might take a little bit of time. You might have to call a few friends over to do that with you.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call, buddy. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Next up, we have Dolores in Maine.
Dolores, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have some cuttings from a Hoya. What's the best way to start them?
What you want to do is you definitely want to have get some rooting powder dip those cuttings in, okay, to give it a little bit of extra on the bottom. And then you're going to put those into some nice seed starter or some soilless type mix, like a black gold has a few different soils. They have a seed starting soil. That might be the best because it's everything that you need for the beginning of that. So definitely go with that. The root starter, the rooting powder, that helps it. You'll notice in a couple days if it's actually starting to take, be able to pull just a little bit on it and you feel a little bit of tuck back. That'll mean that the the roots are starting to take. So it's really, you know, a process that you cut it, you dampen the stem a little bit, and then you stick it into the rooting powder, and it's like a powder, obviously,
yeah,
that will
I've got
stick
some.
To it, and you can put that right into the soil, and that's its fertilizer to start it.
Well, some of them might start in water, and some, you know, plants I just put in the soil, and I didn't know which was which for the Hoya.
You know what? It's either way. Sometimes it really it's almost a trial and error. There's nothing there that says this is exactly what's going to work. You know, because the plants can't read a book, so they can't really tell you that this person said that I have to have it in water or in soil. It'll go either way. So I'd try it in both maybe and see which one gives you the best for the future.
Okay.
We thank you for the phone call, Dolores. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business.